Okay, so this crazy thing just happened. I was making breakfast for my daughter. And I love you too, Georgia. Okay, hold on. And I had my iPad open with and I was on the web, and I was on the Huffington Post reading this article about how Mike Huckabee isn't going to be running for president. And my daughter sort of comes up and she starts flipping the pages and pressing things. And I'm like, no, don't touch daddy's newspaper. And I stopped. And I was like, I just called a website a newspaper. Why did I do that? And it took me a second to realize, because I don't think I, if this was on like, my desktop computer downstairs, or even my laptop, sitting on the coffee table. I don't think I would have called it a newspaper, but it was sitting on my iPad. It was on the counter, next to the stove, and just kind of sitting there, like a newspaper would be doing. And she began flipping through it, sort of like, a newspaper, going from article to article. I mean. And it just sort of just came out of my head. You know what I mean? I just sort of put two and two together inside of my head without even realizing it, and just called it a newspaper. That's really powerful. I mean, that sort of gave me a little bit of the chills, because, I'm listening to all these old episodes of Webcomics Weekly, and this discussion about how newspapers are going away and what's going to be the future for news, and where are people going to be getting this information. And it's just like, it's right there. It's the iPad. I mean, whether or not everyone has an iPad now or not, it's kind of, this is where it's going. We may be the first ones sort of on board with this whole tablet PC thing, but, and now she's crying. Well, anyway, you kind of get my point. It was kind of a crazy experience. I don't know. I'll be thinking about this one all day, I can tell.